You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This is Zone Radio 88.5 FM, the voice of the valley. I'm going to hand you over to the unicorn. He's in conversation with the Minin. Hello, Minin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Very well, thank you.
And me?
Oh, sorry. And the unicorn. Right?
How am I?
How are you feeling?
I'm not going to tell you now.
But more importantly, we are sorry that Judy's not here.
Yes, we are.
And we're hoping that she feels better.
So what you're saying is you'd rather speak to Judy than speak to me.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. I just knew it.
Okay. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'll get better. I'm not going to die.
Oh, good. Much I'm glad. I need you around.
Much to most people's disappointment. Okay. All right. So, Long Beach Mall.
Yes.
You're doing some stuff there.
Yes, thank you. You know, we've been super busy. It's been absolutely fantastic. It's wonderful to have our calendars so packed with things happening and something that the community can enjoy.
So Easter, big plans.
That's right. So the Easter holidays just started for all the schools. Mm-hmm. They all broke up on Wednesday and – you know, we've got Easter that crept up a little bit earlier this year than last year. I don't know if anybody else felt like that. Last year we had it in April, and when you looked in the calendar, it's sort of the end of March and beginning of April we've got Easter. So what are we doing at Long Beach Mall for Easter?
Well, there's a lot going on for kids.
Exactly. Mm. And that is what the theme is all about for the Easter holidays. Mm. Before we like to bring the community into the mall, we've just finished our art. Well, we're finishing up our art exhibition, which will be up until the 26th. And then straight after that, we will be having our Easter activities happening.
You bounce from one to the other almost without skipping a beat. I just want to come back to the art thing. What I did like and what I have seen is I've seen a lot of sold stickers.
Excellent.
On the art, which is, I think, really very cool.
Isn't it amazing that we can have these artists displaying their art and getting recognized and people who wouldn't necessarily, I think we mentioned that in the previous interview, who wouldn't necessarily go to a gallery to find these art, see it, love it. I've just, you know, every day when I walk through the mall, I watch people's reaction when they're seeing the art exhibition and how intrigued they are with each piece and whatever, you know, intrigues them is so wonderful. And then now to have the ability to actually look at what the pricing of these arts pieces are and saying, oh, wow, you know, I can afford this one or no, I can't afford this one, but have you seen this piece?
Well, I found interesting, and we don't want to hop on the art thing because we're here to talk about Easter activities, but I walked through the mall from one end to the other, and as I was passing, I saw a couple standing looking at a painting. And as I passed them, they kind of turned and walked away from the painting and went off. And then when I was coming back, they were back there looking at the painting. And then later on, I saw a soul sign on it.
Wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. It really is something. And every year, it's a great attraction. It really is. Okay. So, Easter, children, cutouts. You see, I did read your thing.
I'm so glad you did. Okay, so let's give you the lowdown on what is actually happening. If you follow us on our social media Facebook page, you will see that we've started to advertise for the Easter activities, which will be starting next week, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it's a three-hour slot between 11 and 2 p.m. And there will be a picket little fence cordoned off at the center court, and we will have the Easter Bunny who will be visiting us.
Uh-huh.
So if there are any kiddies listening, I'm sure you want to have a photograph with the Easter Bunny, and he might have something sweet for you.
Oh, so the Easter Bunny is going to be there behind the, what did you call it? The picket little fence. Okay, so it's important to picket little fence. Get the, okay. Yeah. And the Easter Bunny is going to be there. But there are all sorts of other things going on as well.
That's correct. So what we're also doing to keep our little ones entertained is that they can come in. All of the activity is for free for our Long Beach Mall customers. They come in, they just book a spot. Obviously, places are limited. We can only take in I think it's about 10. We might be able to squeeze one or two, but they would obviously rotate that, be able to do maybe three lots at a time.
Okay, so what are the activities that you're talking about?
So the activity basically is that they're going to be cutting out and glittering and crafting cute little Easter activities which they can take home. So that, which is nice. So they get to cut out little paper plates and decorate them and anything cute and Eastery.
So this is actually quite a cool thing because there's adult supervision of all of this.
Correct.
Which is very important. So, you know, you go along there, mom with the two, three kids or however many, and you can kind of drop the kids off at this place, go do your shopping, and the kids are going to be taken care of until you come back. Is that?
That's correct. So that's the reason why the little picket fence I had to speak about.
No, but you said picket little fence, and it's important to say to get it right, yeah. I'm going with picket little fence because I like that.
I'm having a good giggle. So then that's the reason why we have this little cordoned off area for the kids to maintain in this area, and they feel safe, and moms can leave them there and go for a shop. There is supervision. And what else we're also planning on for the 1st and the 2nd of April is we've got Wordsworth coming to do a book reading within the center court as well. So at 12 o'clock. So we're going to have a book reading. We've got the Easter bunny. We've got Easter cutouts. So you can have selfies taken for these Easter cutouts. And there will be supervision for the crafting happening.
All of this in the center court.
All of it in the center court.
So for folks who don't know where the center court is, that is right outside Valuka.
That's it, right.
At entrance number 2.
Entrance number 2, the old Edgar's. That's the entrance. The other thing is that it's between 11 and 2 p.m. The dates are Wednesday the 27th, Thursday the 28th, and then Monday the 1st of April, Tuesday the 2nd of April.
Okay, so it's everything except basically Easter Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. All right, age groups. You don't want people pitching up there with like a pup baby in the, you can't do that, I'm sure, but what's the ideal age group?
The ideal age group would probably be between that 5-6 up to the age of 12. Mm-hmm. I don't think any teenagers want to be hanging around with the Easter bunny, but, you know, I'm not going to say that you can't. Mm-hmm. And then again, because there's glitter involved, there's glue, there's cutouts, just be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to maybe supervise your own child and bring them along, great fun for them. But if you're going to kind of leave them there unsupervised, please make sure they are feel safe with those kind of tools, activities.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think that youngsters get bored.
That's right.
And in holiday time, parents get frustrated sometimes because they cannot find enough activities for their kids to do. And kids are, most of them have got inquiring minds and they want to do stuff.
They do, but I also think that the fact that it's a free activity for a lot of people, that's a big attraction. Mm. You must remember that most of these kind of activities are always cost us money. Mm. If you're going to do some kind of a holiday club or anything, that's an expense that not a lot of people can afford. Mm. So we have opened it up for the community that there is something to do during the Easter holiday for them to come down, and it hasn't cost them anything. They get to enjoy it. Mom gets to grab a coffee while she watches the kids or roams around. As I said, there's also going to be a book reading at 12 o'clock on the 1st and the 2nd. And we've also got a Long Beach Mall craft market who are going to be set up on the other side of the center court on the 27th and 28th. So again, for the moms, there's something there for you to pop in, have a look at.
And in close proximity to,
exactly.
to everything else.
So you can be watching the little ones and still be kind of, roaming around and looking.
You said you can take 10, maybe 12 kids at a time for an activity. How long does an activity last? How long does a session last that?
How long is a piece of string? That depends on the child.
Does it? Yes. Okay.
I know it's been a long time since you did your craft work.
For me?
Yes.
No, but I don't have a picket little fence to sit behind.
So that depends. I mean, some kiddies take, you know, a little bit longer than others because they're very detail orientated. Then you get others who slap bang and they threw the activity in the next 15 minutes.
So what I'm trying to get to is this, that if you arrive there and with your child and they're busy, they're 10 kids busy.
Yeah, you don't have to wait that long. What we'll do is we'll have a board where you can write down your name for the next session.
All right.
Or when the slot becomes.
Or when the slot. So as one child finishes, you can put another child in its place, and that's how it's going to work.
Yeah. We did very similar activity during the festive season where the first time we came, we had a few people. The second time we did the activity, became very popular. A lot of those same kids came back for the activity. And then it obviously got inundated with a lot of kids. And then we just gave them numbers, wrote them down, told them to go and have a coffee, come back. Mm. And then there was space again available.
Well, I think it's remarkable. I think that it creates a bit of a buzz around Easter, which is the sort of, I call it the poor man's Christmas.
Well, I don't think it's the poor man's Christmas anymore. Have you seen the prices of chocolate eggs?
Unbelievable. You know, you need a bond. So I think that what you're doing is remarkable, and I hope it's a huge success. And if all the other activities that you've done at the mall over the past 2 years is any indicator, it will be a big success.
Thank you.
But I think that what we should be doing as a community, apart from supporting the mall, is thanking you for the effort that you put in. Because I know that when you do these activities, you're always there hovering to make sure that they're going according to plan and you're not missing in action. So if people need to find you, they can find you and speak to you. And I know it takes a tremendous amount of work. And as a community, and certainly as Zone Radio, we want to thank you for all that hard work, man.
Thank you so much, Richard. I really, really appreciate that.
And thanks for coming in this afternoon. Is there anything else we should be covering?
I think have a happy Easter to all the moms. Mm-hmm. Come down to the mall.
And the moms?
The moms and dads.
Okay.
And the grannies.
Okay.
And the caregivers. Come down to Long Beach Mall and enjoy some of these kids' activities that are going on. I really encourage you. There's a lot going on and a lot for them to feel like they've done something this holiday, and it hasn't cost you.
You know what I'm thinking while you're actually saying that? There's something therapeutic about, even if it's not your child, watching a child have a good time. You can kind of stand and absorb that, and sort of the innocence of a child having a great time with some glue and glitter, it actually does something. You can walk away from it thinking, life's not so bad. You really can. But I really think here's a good idea.
Okay, give it to me.
What you should do is have a lucky draw, okay? And somebody, some lucky person, can win a picket little fence. That would be wonderful.
He's never going to let me live that one down, folks. Thank you so much. Luckily, I get to see him often, and I'll have to get him back on that.
I think your revenge could be to put him in a little Easter.
And an Easter bunny suit. Bunny, I think Judy onesie. Would enjoy that, seeing him in an Easter bunny suit.
A bunny little suit.
Yeah, a bunny little suit.
Jan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jan.
Manon, thank you for coming in this afternoon. And again, just above all, thank you for your enthusiasm about what you do. It really is appreciated.
Thank you, Manon.